Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today on this just before the holidays. So it's going to be a really, really hot day here in the South. I'll tell you, it's almost going to reach 80 degrees, and tomorrow's the first day of winter. I'm not really quite sure what's going on in the world, but I think a lot of things are changing. And you know, today we're going to be talking about plants, which has been my favorite this year, and it'll be even larger going forward in 2014. Plant diets, plant medicine, and why that's so important. If we look at all of the changes in life, people are saying, you know, well, it's warmer now, I can grow more food, or it's really cold here and I can't, and I go back to my other diet. Or still other people are saying, well, I really want to have blueberries in the dead middle of the winter, you know, and I live in Michigan or Wisconsin. So are we really stressing our plant systems to be able to overproduce and produce more? And then so we can have them all the time? Or are we really looking for, and this is probably what I believe is the major question, we're looking for dense nutrition. And how can we get that? Do we need to have blueberries in, you know, December and January, and they have to be fresh or frozen? Maybe not. Maybe we just need to have that really dense nutrition of the blueberries in a product where it'll be a little bit more sustainable throughout the year. Today we're going to be talking about sea buckthorn. If you've listened to my shows before, we've had this company on before. I think it's like maybe a little over a year ago. And we talked about sea buckthorn, how it was just on a boom. It was producing great, great product out of the Himalayan mountains, and it was having such a large, large harvest that year. And that's really great to know because, you know, you don't want the plants to be stressed either. You've got a great harvest. Hey, you know, take it out, do great things with it, and let's see what we can get out of it. What is sea buckthorn? Nobody has any idea what sea buckthorn is. What's omega-7? Just barely in the past 2 to 3 decades, we've come to know what omega-3 is. Hardly do we ever talk about omega-6 or hardly ever about omega-9. It's all about omega-3s and fish oils. Well, now, the hottest trend for 2014 going forward, omega-7. What is it? We'll be talking about it today. And sea buckthorn is the highest concentration of omega-7, period. Across the board, flat out, that is it. So today my guests are Peter and Bruce McMullen. They are the co-owners of Cebu Beauty. And they have several products in which sea buckthorn is in a liquid form in a drink, capsules that you can take in to help your skin and your digestive system. They also have a lot of cosmetic products where they go on your skin and help with fine lines and dryness and the overall integrity of your skin. It's not just something that you're putting on as chemicals. These are not chemicals at all. Omega-7 is not a chemical. It is a part, a constituent of a plant. So today I'd like to welcome Bruce and Peter to the show. Good afternoon, y'all. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Gallagher. Great. How are you doing?
Very great. Well. I'm sure you were telling me about the snow, but I'm hot as a dickens here. We have flip-flops on.
Well, we got 8 inches of snow yesterday, and it's beautiful. It's the perfect setting for Christmas, so we're actually pretty
right.
happy about it.
I'm sure you are. I think we can trade. So how is Peter doing today? Peter?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, yeah. I love the snow, so we're psyched. I'm a skier, so bring it on. Let's have some more.
Oh, sounds great. So can you tell us a little bit, we're going to talk about, dive right into this topic. You guys are the, as first as I remember, bringing omega-7 to the larger market. I mean, sea buckthorn, myself as a naturopathic physician, we've used sea buckthorn for decades. It's just been in smaller companies, It's been in smaller products. We use it therapeutically for many different health conditions. But really to see buckthorn on the open market, on store shelves, and of course now with the internet, it's kind of a really new thing for everybody. So how did you guys even get started with thinking, what is omega-7 or what is sea buckthorn and why do I even want to know about it?
You know, Dr. Gallagher, that is a great question. And first of all, thanks so much for letting us share our experience with sea buckthorn with you today, because we love sea buckthorn and our whole company is based on, you know, your opening statement that, you know, plants are really, really good and healthy. And we need to look to plants and particularly to berries for health and wellness. And so the philosophy of Cebu is that we have built a whole series of products all on the sea buckthorn notion that this nutrient-dense botanical has got so much to offer to mankind. And even though it's kind of an odd name, you know, the sea buckthorn, it
right.
just has a nutrient profile that's second to none. And one of the main parts of sea buckthorn is the oil, the different oils that are in it, which are the odd omegas, 3, 7, and 9. And we have come to awareness in the last year and a half or 2 years that this omega-7 has been a sleeper, and it's got so much to offer. The palmitoleic acid, or omega-7, has got so much value for human health and animal health, for that matter. And we're just very excited about the strides and the progress that's being made in the scientific community to bring awareness to the population.
Well, let's talk about, you know, everybody talks about GMO these days, or how you can organic or not organic, and, hey, let's just throw some seeds down and we're going to just plant our own little pharmacy in our backyard and we're good to go. And that really, in my mind, is not necessarily always the best, because you really need to know what you're doing, because plants have very, very potent parts to them, which can be considered as medicine. They are very, very strong, and you need to know what you're doing. But you all have really made sure, you know, about it being the way it was grown and the way it was harvested and the way it was processed, which I think is absolutely where we need to be going.
Yeah. You know, we really feel like we were lucky to find sea buckthorn, which grows in virtually every continent, but we were able to find a source up in the Himalayas, and we travel there every year. We harvest the berries at an elevation between 10,500 feet on up to almost 13,000 feet. And it is the Turkestanica variety. They're very small berries, but because they're exposed to such intense radiation from the sun and cold temperatures and environmental conditions, they take on certain attributes that protect the berry from the elements, and these attributes are nutrients and the biocomponents, the biomarkers in these berries are the things that protect them, and they pass those biomarkers on to us as humans in the form of food. And what's great is that the nutrients are assimilated into our bodies as food. And so it doesn't have to go through a chemical process of breaking down and changing and modifying it. And that's where GMO comes in, is so many of the seeds and plants have been genetically modified over the years that we don't know what we're getting and what we're taking in. But now we've got the sea buckthorn berry from pristine elevations and environments that allow us to get the highest quality of sea buckthorn, and it's a plentiful source. We harvest maybe 1% of the Himalayan sea buckthorn, and it grows in so many other areas. So it's a plentiful source, we've got a huge supply of it, and it's a quality source. The sea buckthorn offers this omega 7 in concentrations that are 35, 40, 45%, which is the most dense omega 7 there is available, much more than fish or macadamia nuts and so forth. So we've got a plentiful source, we've got a quality source, and it's eco-friendly. We're not exhausting the fish supplies. We're using berries that are grown and are there to take, and we harvest them. Actually, we harvest them close to His Holiness the Dalai Lama's summer palace up in the Himalayas, and he's recognized us as a great force for good up in that area, and he's given us his blessing. And it's been fun to have an interaction with the Dalai Lama. What a great man, and what a nice story it is for Cebu.
You know, I think a lot of people are not really sure about plants. They think one is just as good as the other. But if we think about, let's just use a peach as an example. I remember peaches in Georgia. Peaches in Georgia were solid and firm, and they had a lot of texture, and they had a really strong peach taste. Well, when I moved to Arizona in the desert, I saw they had peaches, and I said, great, let's go pick some peaches. So my daughter and I went to pick the peaches. They were five times the size of the ones in Georgia. And then when you cut them open, they were all water. So you really have to look at that was a perfect example of what a plant will do when it's stressed beyond belief into a certain area that it may or may not grow at its best to have the best nutrition. So what you're saying about with the Himalayas, that is the best place. It's not like we're going to take sea buckthorn and out here in New Orleans and we're going to put it in our backyard and say, hey, I have my own source and it's just as good as yours. Chances are 99 to 99.9% it's not, because nutrition in that plant is always conducive upon the area in which it's grown, the conditions in which it's grown, and the way it's been processed, which you have gotten, you know, with Cebu, this is the densest nutrition out of the sea buckthorn.
Yeah, that's right. We you know, we stumbled on this. I mean, it was kind of a great fate for us to come upon this source of sea buckthorn. And there's a lot of good sea buckthorn. I, you know, I've tried Russian sea buckthorn, which I really like. I've seen it in China, which I'm not crazy about, and in parts of Europe. But this seems to be the leading source of sea buckthorn that's getting the most attention, and we call it premium Himalayan sea buckthorn. And like you say, it's nutrient dense, and so we're not only getting the benefit of this, you know, omega 7, but we're getting a concentration of flavonoids and carotenoids, of minerals, of vitamins, and they're presented in a natural form as food. So, you know, as you take a multiple brand vitamin, you know, you're only benefiting 10 or 15% of that vitamin. But in sea buckthorn and in the products of Cebu, because they're natural and because we're using the whole berry, you're getting the full benefit of the berry, and it's absorbed and assimilated into the body for your skin, your nails, your hair, your blood system, all your cellular support. It's all going in as a natural food and untampered, not, you know, modified by a scientist in a chemical lab. It's the whole goodness of the whole berry.
You know, now the controversy a lot of times is about what is really called natural and what is not. And there's a lot of companies out there who will say, well, we have blueberries. Here's our blueberries, and we're going to put them in our cereal. And then you look on the back of the package, and it's blueberry constituent powder or blueberry this, that, or the other. It's something that is taken away from the blueberry because they know the blueberry is important, so they just tagged the word and been able to take that and, you know, say, oh, well, I have something good too. Don't you see I have a blueberry? I'm waiting for the cereal to come out and be blue and say, oh, well, we soaked it in blueberries, you know. But that's the way I think the market is going these days, is that nutrition is really important, and how do you get it in there? If, to the listeners, Cebu products are this almost fluorescent orange. They are like the best orange. They're not even a pumpkin orange. Pumpkin orange to me is a little more brown. They are neon orange, and that is the color of the berries. When you go to their website, which is cebubeauty.com, and you will see the berries right there on the front, and they are this vibrant, vibrant, yellow, bright orange. And it's really great because when you get the product, you look at it and you say, wow, that product is the same exact thing. So it's not like I've taken the Cebu berry and I've dismantled it, or I've taken the Cebu berry and I've pulled out the important things and, hey, we're going to sock it in a little, you know, a little product here and you're going to see it. No, and their raw product, it is straight berries, period. That's it, nothing else. And they have a new product called Pure. So I was wondering, Peter, if you could tell us a little bit about your new Pure line.
You bet. Just to give you a little background, there's two main benefits to sea buckthorn, and two ways that we utilize that berry in our products. One is for topical use, and the main benefits to the skin for topical use come from the seed oil. So we have the pure oil extracted from the seed of the berry. We put that in our topical products. It's naturally antibacterial and antimicrobial. It's been used for literally millennia to treat skin conditions and things. The other is the omega-7, which has all of its benefits to the skin, hair, and nails, and also cardiovascular system and some other systems in the body, and that functions from the inside out, just like your omega-3 and 6 and 9. Well, Cebu-7 is strictly for the benefit that comes from the omega-7 in sea buckthorn, and it's the greatest source of omega-7 in the whole world. Nothing even compares. So we have not only the most potent products we can make, but they are far superior to anything else on the market. If you were to take a competitor's product, which is a 100% pure sea buckthorn juice or puree, and look at it next to ours, you'd be shocked. It's a brown, oxidized, kind of gross, foul-smelling liquid that is basically the leftovers from the process in big factories where they extract some of the oils and put them in cosmetic products. We use the entire berry without anything taken away. It is the pureed berry, nothing taken away, nothing added, and it is that bright fluorescent orange like you're talking, so you can really see the difference. You can also taste and smell the difference. The benefits to omega-7 and the whole reason we have this new product line, of course, are the skin, hair, and nails. So omega-7 helps to strengthen and fortify your skin, hair, and nails from the inside out. But the most exciting research on sea buckthorn right now is coming out, and on omega-7 is coming out in support of the cardiovascular benefits, namely lowering your LDL level, that's your bad cholesterol, raising your HDL, or your good cholesterol, and lowering your CRP, or C-reactive protein. That's the stuff that gets in your blood that makes the cholesterol sticky and makes plaque start to build up on the inside of your arteries, which causes heart disease and potentially heart attacks. So you can see there's a ton of this new research coming out, and it's really exciting stuff. There have been studies on both humans and animals from other parts of the world on sea buckthorn for decades. So this is nothing new, but American establishments like the Cleveland Clinic, for instance, and some other places are starting to do these studies and find out that omega-7 is potentially even bigger than omega-3 for your heart health. And that's why we think it's the biggest most exciting trend in health for 2014.
You know, and a lot of times we hear about all these studies, and these studies, you know, can go however they would like to go. And sometimes some people that run the studies go in with an intention instead of a hypothesis. And, you know, studies are supposed to take a hypothesis and prove that rather than going with an intention improving your process. And that is two totally different things. To the listeners, that what that means is if I say, I know this, this is true, and this is going to work the way I want it to work, I just have to do a study to prove it. It's probably not the best study. Maybe the thought is there the hypothesis side of it is there a potential for this to change this? And then you go in, and you go in with a clear mind instead of a biased mind, and you're able to prove that. Now, what we were saying, what Peter was saying about the health, heart health and skin health, all these different benefits of omega-7, really omega-7, its major function is cell integrity. And the cells of our body are everywhere. And the biggest cells of our body is the skin because it has an epidermis, and that is the outer cells on our skin, which can be affected very quickly by putting the omega-7s right on. But also the lining of the GI system, the lining of the kidneys, the lining of your lungs, all of these organs have the same cells that the outer skin does. So if you're taking it internally, you're rapidly getting that omega-7 right in again to be able to affect that skin and those cells' integrity. And what does that mean? A lot of people have spoken to us in the past about, well, you know, I have all these rashes on my skin and stuff, and they put all these oils and creams and all that other junk on. They say, oh, my skin is better. And then you ask them about their health, and they'll say, well, I have reflux, I have colitis, I have gastritis, I have, and they can go on, and they've got lists and lists they're taking medications for. Well, if you see something on your skin, potentially, there's a pretty good chance that something is internally going on. And that's why I've always spoken to the listeners before about omega-7 and the sea buckthorn plant. Because this berry, you use it outside and in. You're healing up your body from the inside out, from both ways. You can't do it any other way. I mean, you see a lot of people nowadays, they've got these great faces, but the rest of their body, it's like you wonder why they're always wearing a turtleneck and long sleeves. It's because they haven't taken care of the rest of their body. And that's really not what omega-7 does. Omega-7 goes everywhere. So I really think that that's important to emphasize. Omega-7 in the sea buckthorn is not, I'm just going to get, you know, their cream just to go around my eyes for wrinkles. What you really want to be doing, you know, the liquid product, the raw product or the pure product, because from inside out, those wrinkles will be less over time because you're healing up your skin. And I think that's really, really important to be able to emphasize going forward when we think about studies, you know. Oh, well, it proved it for this, it proved it for that. Well, of course, because the heart has epithelial cells, the heart has cells. If it's healing cells, then that's its job. And so I just think that that's the way I try to always approach it, to tell with others. Have you found any other I know there's a lot of myths out there about omega-7 that you know, I'm sure Peter could talk about those.
Yeah, actually, and they have come to light much more recently. Now that there's a lot of research and some media attention to omega-7, there's a lot of companies that are jumping on the bandwagon. And unfortunately, it's leading to some inferior sources. The biggest one that we would like to bring to light is that you need to get the best source of omega-7 is from purified fish oil. It's funny because they use this name called purified and call it to kind of give it a, I guess it has the word pure in it, so people think it's pure. It's nothing like that at all. In fact, our product is pure. It's even called pure. But what they do is there's about an 11 or 12 step process where they use industrial chemicals and different processes that break down all the fatty acids in a fish oil, and then they reconstitute just the fatty acids they want to using other chemicals and processes and come up with something that is an ester. It's not actually an oil. And it's very, very much overproduced and very messed with, if you catch my drift. It's not pure. So purified is kind of a bad word for it, but it's, I guess it's good from these companies' standpoints because it's kind of a marketing or propaganda that makes people think that it is something that it isn't. The best source for anything is food. And I think, I'm going to get this wrong. Was it Socrates or Plato or somebody who said, let food be thy medicine and let medicine be thy food? Maybe that was Hippocrates. I don't know. But we have that. That's a major philosophy of ours as well, that we should keep our supplements and products as pure and as food-like as possible because your body assimilates those nutrients better. You know, one of the problems with taking something like a multivitamin is you're getting isolated compounds instead of the nutrients in ratios in food as Mother Nature intended. So your body excretes most of that. It doesn't even utilize those nutrients or those compounds. So that's the major myth that that we wanted to bring to light. Also that that there's other sources of omega-7 that are advisable above sea buckthorn. It's just not the truth. There's more palmitoleic or acid or omega-7 in sea buckthorn than anywhere else. There is a kind of a boogeyman that's been identified by some of these other companies that are using this purified oil, and it's palmitic acid, and that's one of the things that they claim is a benefit over something like sea buckthorn oil, because sea buckthorn does have some palmitic acid in it. Well, the amount of palmitic acid, and just to give you a little background, palmitic acid is a saturated fat, and in high quantities, some doctors feel that it can have an inflammatory effect on the body. We're not doctors, so we won't speak to that. Assuming that it is true, you would want to limit the amount of palmitic acid in your diet. The World Health Organization has come out with a guideline for that, how much you should have in a daily diet to keep it in a healthy amount, because palmitic acid is actually an essential component of your diet. You do need some of it. Well, a dose of our supplement, one daily dose, gives you less than 1% of the World Health Organization's recommended daily maximum. So to say avoid sea buckthorn because of the palmitic acid, we like to say it's pretty much like saying avoid carrots because of the calories. It just doesn't make any sense. There's about 1% of your daily recommended caloric intake in a serving of carrots, which is pretty close to the amount of palmitic acid in a dose of our product, a daily dose of our product. So, you know, it's a boogeyman that's been painted by some big companies that have deep pockets that really can't compete with sea buckthorn, but they want to take advantage of all this that's going on with omega-7. So definitely a myth that we want to dispel.
But I also think, too, that brings us right back to my conversation before, what I was saying about the blueberries, you know, pretty soon that we'll see, you know, just blue cereal and say it has a touch of blueberry. You can take it and construe whatever you wish because there are no regulations, of course, at this time. But I know with your company, you know, with 100%, honest and harvested and wildcrafted and perfect and organic and everything that your company has, you're saying this is the berry, this is how we did it, and this is what you're getting. And you've been upfront with that, and sometimes we tend to find later when something is good, just as I've said, you know, a blueberry is great, everybody knows it, but they take and they construe it. So there'll be a lot of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just kind of one of the side effects of our economy and our marketplace, is that people take advantage of consumers by, you know, saying, claiming something is what it really isn't, or isn't what it really is.
That's
and,
right.
Using marketing and advertising to sell you a bill of goods that is not what you think you're getting. So,
but
it's
I
a
think
problem.
So too.
We try and stay
well,
very true.
You were saying before about the claims that are being made about sea buckthorn and all of its great benefits. And really, I will say it from a physician's side, is that mostly what I see is the reason for the omega-7 is because if you have great integrity of all of your cells, what that means is they're sealed together. There is no way for infections to occur, or there's no way for different things to build up in your skin. Your cells are perfect as they should be. They're strengthened, so the walls of them would let things go through, pass through. That's how nutrition gets into our body. When you put omega-7s on your skin, if your skin is really dry, the first thing that will do is it will heal up those cells, and it's not dry anymore. Second thing is then the omega-7s can go into your skin and get into your body and work deeper. So your products, you know, they're not just working on top and you say, oh, you know, 3 weeks later, I'm going to stop doing it, you know, I'm good to go. You want to really keep doing that because it will continue to improve on the health of the cells. Also, when you say about inflammation, I mean, inflammation is the number one thing in the world today. That is the hottest topic now. They're believing all of these cancers and all of these diseases have an inflammatory background. Well, yes, because the cells themselves aren't working efficiently to let the nutrition go in and the toxic waste to come out. So if we can continue to have those cells in good shape, a lot of our body systems will start working better. I mean, with blood vessels, you know, we talk about the cholesterol in it and, you know, and with people with diabetes, high sugar in it, and it all damages the walls of those blood vessels. Well, of course it does. But if you turn around and you have really great cells in there, the blood vessels are stronger and they're able to not get dinged up and have all these problems later in life, which you see with high blood pressure or heart problems or a lot of blood vessel issues later on, or, you know, just it just keeps things going how they're supposed to go. And really that's how I see and I explain to my patients about omega-7, you know, is keeping things going. And now so many people are on these plant diets. I mean, sea buckthorn is a plant, period. That's all there is to it. And a lot of people are saying, well, I have an allergy to this, that, or the other. Chances are there are no allergies with sea buckthorn, right?
There's
no
allergies. There's nothing written in any documentation.
Right. So, and if you're in a plant diet, I mean, what better? You just have that along with your, these people with smoothies, you know. They have their fruits. They have, they're throwing in greens and everything. You can put some of the sea buckthorn right in there, and you're good to go.
No, Dr. Gallagher, let me mention one thing. You mentioned the idea of the inflammatory process that
mm-hmm.
seems to be taking place in the body. The thing that's noteworthy about sea buckthorn, it's a multi-layer antioxidant. You know, you not only get the omega-7 that we've
right.
been talking about, but you get the defense of the omega-3 and the flavonoids, the carotenoids, the vitamin C, the vitamin E. So you're peeling apart this sea buckthorn molecule, this super molecular structure of nutrients, and you get a defense mechanism that is not just a single defense but has many layers, and all of those nutrients work together to ward off the effects of inflammation in the body. And that's why it's such a powerful botanical, is that, you know, it has all these components that seem to outshine many of the other botanicals and plants that you know, you're that people have been taking in the past. And so that's why we're so excited about sea buckthorn and omega-7 and all the other nutrients that exist in the sea buckthorn plant. You know, for years, we were under the impression that it was just great for your skin and your nails and your hair, and we were thinking, wow, this is just fabulous for beauty. But the more we got into this, we came to the realization that, wow, you know, this is great for overall health and wellness. You know, the holy grail of health is heart health. You know, that's what people have focused on and physicians have focused on for years and years and years, besides inflammation. And when it started to become known that the sea buckthorn works against to help maintain cholesterol levels and to reduce the plaque in arteries and to maintain lipid metabolism and to support healthy glucose levels and to help reduce type 2 diabetes, glucose tolerance. You know, when you put all this together, you've got such a power-packed molecule that we just feel like the future for sea buckthorn is huge.
I think we just lost Bruce. Peter, are you on?
Can you hear me?
Now I hear you, Peter. We lost Bruce. Go
okay,
ahead.
He should still be on. Dad, speak up.
I'm here.
Now I lost Bruce.
Can you hear
Bruce.
Him? Okay.
Can
you hear me?
Okay. So the McMullins, we're back. Are we back?
No, I think he hung up and is calling back in.
Okay, go ahead.
He couldn't hear me either, so.
Yeah. So I really think that what we're talking about is about all of the benefits of the sea buckthorn. It's not just one little item in there. And I think that's really important to always say, too, because, you know, when everybody really wants to get a lot of nutrition and they're saying, well, I need this for A and I need this for C and I need this for this, that, and the other, they've got like 20 products on their counter when really this product is really, really dense in a lot of different constituents, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And really, we should get as much of the nutrients that we need from our food as we can. And that's why we create our supplements. And we refer to our supplements as whole food supplements because they really are we haven't isolated compounds in them and you know, combined it with other isolated compounds to give you, you know, exactly this amount of your, you know, 80% of your RDA of vitamin C and, you know, whatever, like you would get in a multivitamin. What we do is we use the purest, cleanest methods of extracting the oils because we use the seed oil and the fruit oils differently in our products.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just put the entire pureed berry. Those are the only three ingredients that we use. And they are pure extracts instead of creating this synthetic or reconstituted form, such as the fish oils, the purified fish oil is using. So you're right, yeah. Your body needs as close to food as possible to really get the most out of what you're putting in your body.
You know, and there's so much controversy these days about fish oils, you know. It's like, you know, we wonder about the safety of the ocean and the fish oils and where they're coming from and, you know, and they're talking about, you know, all the different things that we won't even get into here. But that's why I think I've really kind of taken most of my clients over to plant oils because they've been a lot more consistent and cleaner at this time.
Well, not only that, but they're eco-friendly and sustainable in general.
Right.
Whereas a lot of the fish-based stuff is kind of being, you know, over-harvested or what however you want to refer to it. But,
right.
Yeah, the plant-based diet is pretty much for almost every reason better and superior to animal-based nutrients. So, although, you know, it's not like it's – there are other sources of omega-7. In fact, omega-7 is in almost everything in some volume, but nothing even comes close to comparing to sea buckthorn. That's what makes it so unique.
I think we have Bruce back on the line.
I'm here.
Bruce, can you hear us? Okay.
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, finally. So you were saying, but and Peter has just finished it up. I think we just talked about the constituents of the sea buckthorn. I do have a question, though. We have about 15 minutes left to the show, and can you tell us about your products specifically? Either Bruce or Peter.
Sure. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll take it. You know, we started out with a sea buckthorn liquid supplement, and that's about that's got a flavor system. So, you know, because of the fact that sea buckthorn has a very tart and astringent taste, we organized a flavor system to make it much more palatable and easy to drink. We also decided that many people, because of the response of so many people wanting the pure product and to taste
right.
sea buckthorn like we harvested out of the Himalayas, we came up with Cebu 7 Pure, 7 meaning the omega 7, and pure meaning that it's the pure omega. It's not purified, it's not processed, other than it's made shelf stable through a treatment, and so it's protected, you know, so that there won't be any substances that are not healthy in it. So you can get Cebu Pure or Cebu Liquid Supplement, and they both give you great nutrient. They're both bright orange and just fun to drink. And we supply some of this product, the Pure, to restaurants who are making drinks out of it and desserts and other food that's presented in smoothies and in restaurants. Then we've got the capsules, and the capsules include cellular support, and the Cebu 7 line has the fruit oil capsules, which is 100% vegan oil from the sea buckthorn that's between 35 to 38% straight palmitoleic acid, along with the flavonoids and the carotenoids and the vitamins that are found in it. And so you can get either one of those capsules. The cellular support has a certain amount, a minor amount, of the seed oil, which is got the omega-3 in it. And then we've got the different creams and lotions that are included in the skincare line and serums. It's just a wonderful line. We get so many compliments from people that try it and notice a difference in the quality of their skin and solutions to eczema and psoriasis and to acne. You know, the seed oil is just a powerful component to the different skin treatments that we have. And we invite your following to go to Whole Foods or to Sprouts or some quality natural product store to experiment and discover the power of the sea buckthorn line of products that Cebu presents.
And you know what? I think that when we speak about the sea buckthorn, a lot of people say, well, I just got introduced to it when I had a problem. And what I would say is this is not just problem, you know, focused line. This is really for everyday use. I mean, if you have elderly family members, anyone over the age of 60, chances are their intestinal system is just shot by that point because it is just not regenerating as well. The cells are not just, the integrity is not as great. I mean, the biggest thing when elderly people over 60 have intestinal dye type of testing is they call it candy cotton intestine, you know, and what that means is that the cells and the integrity is broken down in your intestinal walls, and things that you eat and are just diffusing in there, and you're not absorbing nutrition, and you're not getting out the toxic waste because the cells are not working. So instead of having this, you know, 2, 3, 4 lines of great intestinal walls, you've got diffuseness there. So if you know anybody over the age of 60, I mean, everybody, this is a fabulous product to be using, you know, externally and internally, because we all know, you know, the elderly people, you look at them, they've got all red spots on their skins because of low vitamin C, or if the integrity of their blood vessels isn't so great. You can get it both ways by using the capsules and the external cream, because it really, if you can't absorb your food, if you can't absorb the nutrients, you're really going nowhere, and you will just consistently be in that same paradigm of unhealthy. And we also think about kids,
you know,
these days. You know, who's even eating, what kind of kids are even eating anymore, you know? I mean, yours is so nutrient dense, you know, one tiny glass of it a day will give them a whole lot more nutrition than they may be getting in a week right now, right?
You know, that's right. The omega-7 is just not for elderly folks or
right.
for any specific group, but it's for,
right.
You know, of any age.
Mm-hmm.
Children will really benefit, like you just said, from the value of the sea buckthorn and particularly
right.
the omega-7s and omega-3s. And it's not only good for beauty, but for optimum health. And like you say, as we age, there's a breakdown of our mucous membranes, and our skin, you know, shows deterioration. And this introduction of the sea buckthorn allows you to regenerate these cells both internally and externally.
And it makes
it's
a huge difference.
You mentioned it, if I might.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, just so you know, we actually customized and formulated these products for this new line of Cebu 7 to appeal not just to adults but also to kids. And you can even use it for pets. It's great for dogs and cats. But one of the products is the oils that's so rich in omega-7 in a loose kind of, you know, little jar or vial with a dropper, so you can put it into food or into drinks where kids
right.
Won't notice the straight puree from Cebu Pure is a little bit strong for kids to drink. They won't like it. It's too tart.
You just never know what kids will get down when when you mix things together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I mean, that's really what you have to do. You mix everything together these days. But I was, what was I going to say? Oh, no, I forgot. Oh, we have about 5 minutes left. I know, Peter, you had something else that you want. Was there anything else that we missed that you would have really liked to share in closing?
Well, just, you know, one of the reasons that we wanted to do this is because there was some major media attention given to omega-7 this week, actually. It was Dr. Oz on the Today Show. And then also on his own show the next day with his kind of partner, Dr. Roizen. And they write the books, the You series of books together, You Nutrition, You Diet, You Whatever. The new one is called You, the Owner's Manual. And in it, they talk about omega-7 being a major trend, if not the biggest trend, in 2014. For some reason, Dr. Oz recommended getting omega-7 from macadamia nuts or anchovies.
Right.
That's, I guess, all well and good if you don't mind eating pounds of anchovies and if you don't mind the massive amount of fat that comes with the macadamia nuts.
Right.
The best source by far is still sea buckthorn. And you know, he's actually had our products on his show like 3 times, so I'm not sure why he didn't recommend sea buckthorn. But we just wanted to make sure people know that there's a better source for those. And if it's because he wants to stick to recommending food, well, our omega-7 pure product, our Cebu 7 pure product, is food. It is pureed sea buckthorn berries, nothing else. And it is the richest, it's the omega-7 richest product that we have. You get anywhere, it's a natural product, so it can vary, but anywhere from 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams, or, you know, a whole gram, in a 1 ounce shot, which is what the daily dosage is. And so you're getting a ton of omega-7 in its natural form, unmessed with, It's organic. All of our oils are USDA certified organic as well. So you know you're going to get something that's as pure and healthy as possible. So we kind of wanted to bring that up because that is something that if your audience hasn't heard about that, they may hear about it sometime soon. And a lot of media is picking up on that and recommending the macadamia nuts and anchovies, but missing out on the richest source, which is sea buckthorn. So,
and sea buckthorn is not just something new as a new fad. It's just new as in coming to market in the products that you are doing it in. Sea buckthorn has been around for centuries. You can go back and you can look historically. There are hundreds and hundreds of documents about sea buckthorn and its use over, you know, in the past several hundred years. There is documentation, there is information. So this is not, you know, a lot of people tend to, in the media, take a study and say, oh, whoa, wait a minute, and raise that red flag and totally diss all that historical information. And really what we're saying is go with your historical information and you're fine. And that's my answer to that.
You know,
Bruce,
Dr. Gallagher,
I
was going to mention, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I just came back from the International Sea Buckthorn Association Conference held in Potsdam, Germany in October. And this is a congregation of scientists and PhDs and researchers who spend all their time doing research on sea buckthorn and the oil and the leaves and all the components of the sea buckthorn plant. And there is a great deal of research going on right now worldwide on this amazing botanical. And I'm happy to report that, you know, there's some new discoveries coming now and in the future that point to the value of sea buckthorn and the excitement that is growing in the international community on how beneficial this sea buckthorn will be to us and our health going forward. And I just hope that your listeners are aware that, you know, there is a concerted effort among scientists worldwide to bring about the best discoveries and information available so that the public can be informed as to the value of the sea buckthorn plant and its nutrient benefits for health and also for animals. You know, we do produce animal products under the name of Sea Buck, and they're for dogs and cats and for horses and so forth. And so if they're interested in benefits for their animal friends, they can go to seabuck.com and take a look at the animal products that we've got.
And I think a lot of times, too, with my patients, I'll always say to them, get the freshest that you can get, and that's the top of your pyramid. And if you look at the sea buckthorn, you all don't have a shelf life of a million years. You can't say, I'm going to send you some raw, and you know, hey, just leave it on your shelves, it's good to go. The answer is absolutely not, because it's ready to go, boom, you take it and you're done with it. And I've even told listeners that you need to go directly to your website, which is SibuBeauty.com, and order directly from there because you know what you're getting instead of sometimes going to these stores where they have no rotation of their stock or anything. Because I think that's really is important. When you look at sardines in a can, are you kidding me? We've all had the discussion about what cans are doing. You know, why would we even do that? And, you know, I guess it's just where you're at in your life and what you've been told and what you're starting to think about going farther. So I really think it's important for the listeners to listen and say, you know, what is the densest way that I can get the most nutrition, period? For me, for most of my clients, it's the sea buckthorn. So, guys, we have about 2 minutes left. If you could give us a little bit of a closing statement. And I really, Peter, if you could tell us about your Facebook page and what that is and the Twitter, because I know you always have different specials and stuff, so people will be able to find out about those.
Certainly. We're very active on social networks. We've, you know, got, I don't know, 150 or so thousand Facebook fans, and you know, same thing with all the other networks. But if you follow us just at facebook.com/CBooBeauty, and then Twitter is Twitter handle is CBoo_beauty. But yeah, we always throw out great deals. Unfortunately, we're a little bit late for the Black Friday one because that was a barn burner. But we do regular promotions where people can get, you know, 2-for-1 or, you know, a special discount and, of course, like free shipping and things like that on our products. And you're right, you're always going to get the freshest, most current inventory on all of the products that we carry. So, you know, we've got somewhere in the range of 20 products nowadays. We've even got omega-7 chocolates, which this time of year are a huge hit. And they're so tasty, like Dutch chocolate with sea buckthorn oil in them, and they taste great. So lots of ways to get your omega-7.
Thank you so much for being with us, Peter. And if we could, Bruce, do you have a closing comment?
Sure. I really appreciate the time that you've allotted us to visit with you today, and we value our friendship with you and commend you for the good things that you're presenting to your listening audience. You know, good health isn't just sea buckthorn alone. It's a combination of nutrition and exercise. I mean, there's no one cure-all for the world, but you know, sea buckthorn is a component, and with, you know, the other things you can do to improve your life and have a better lifestyle, sea buckthorn is a great way to start out 2014 to supplement what you've done that's sensible and smart going forward. And we hope that your listeners will reach out and try this and see the value, because it has a very obvious benefit in a very short amount of time. If you'll take a week to just try it, either as a topical or internally, I can tell you from my own experience and from that of our following that you can. It has a definite notice line, and you can see results in a relatively short period of time. And we invite all your listeners to try the Cebu Sea Buckthorn line of products, and we know it'll be a better 2014. For you if you go ahead and try that.
Well, thank you so much, Peter and Bruce, for being with us today. I know sometimes I go around the circle, but we always come back to the same thing, you know, because it is just about making a healthy choice and saying, you know, I'm going to give it a try, and sounds like a great idea. And Bruce just said, you know, hey, give it a week, give it 2 weeks. And you will see a change. And that's not like something that you're taking off of, you know, a drugstore over-the-counter product that is hard as a rock, or it smells funny, or, you know, you open it up and the thing is cracking and everything. You know, those creepy things that happen with things that have a long shelf life. So I really do always, like I said in the beginning, all of my clients are using it, and they have really found great results. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So have a great holidays.
You too.
So if any of the listeners, thank you, would like more information about Cebu, CebuBeauty.com is their website. The link is on today's show page. And if you'd like more information about their specials, please do follow them on Facebook and on Twitter. There's a lot of information there. I can tell you they have fabulous specials, and their specials go all year long. I tend to find most of their big specials are around the holiday times and then maybe around Easter time. So get kind of in that loop, and you'll know when you need to reorder. So it'll be really great to hear about all of your results and get back to us and let us know how things are going. Cebu is definitely the way to go. It's the best way you can purchase sea buckthorn. I can tell you myself as a physician, been using sea buckthorn for over a decade now. So it is definitely safe. It is definitely great, and it does produce results. So thank you so much for being with us today. Until tomorrow, it is a great day, and have a wonderful holiday. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Thank you.